Okay, we are in Perek Vav and Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim. And here, the Rambam is going to talk about cases of tarobes, meaning when animals get mixed up, obviously having korbanos. Halacha Aleph. Kol zvachon shenitzar b'hen achas mechatos mesos. So any animal that was set aside to be a korban chatos, okay, that, what do you call it, that gets mixed up with another chatos that's supposed to be put into a room to die, oshor niska, or an ox that's supposed to be stoned. Afilo echa beribo, even if it's one out of a million, kulan yamusu, they all get killed. If you shabali chayim chashuvahim in the medela. The reason why is because living things are considered to be important, never a bottle. Okay, I mean, again, even if you have one to a million, that one still, it's as if it exists there. The mikra if hortza, but if he did bring it as a korban, it's accepted. Shein bali chayim nitchim, as we've seen before, we don't not accept the bali chayim in such a situation. Halacha beis, nisar bahen echa misur misbeach. Let's say the korban that was kosher got mixed up with something that's usher to bring to the mizbeach. Yiru kulam achi bal b'mom. They're all sent out to the pasture until they get a blemish. Vimkru, their soul, v'yavi b'demei ha'yafesh b'hen. And you buy with the proceeds for the nicest one of them. The osa min shal kachim chenizarev. From the type that got mixed up with them. So that's the korban that you end up having to bring. Alachu gimel. Nisarvu kachim b'kulim t'mimim. Right, so let's say korbanos get mixed up with non-korban, meaning non-hektish animals that lack any blemishes at all. So what do you do? So the regular animals, they're not hektish, are, so to speak, sold of, as korbanos, and everything is brought as a korban. So ketza. So what does that mean? Arba behemo shleimim. So let's say you have four animals that were set aside as a korban shleimim. Shenis arvu ba'arba behemo shulin tmimim. That get mixed up with four other animals that are non-hektish, but are in perfect condition. Yimachu ha'arba shalchulin, so the four non-hodish ones are sold. The mishu tzarech la'avi shalman, so anyone who's supposed to bring a korban shalman, v'yigru kol shalman. Now all their embodies are korban shalman, all eight. V'chein ba'olav asham, so to apply to a korban olav and asham. V'adamim chulin l'chol davar ashrei t'mei chulin hin. And what's important is the money is considered non-hektish, okay, non-holy, for anything that you want to buy with. You can buy anything with that money. Now, this arif shor hektish bishvarm shalchol. Let's say an ox that was set aside for the base of mikdash is mixed up with regular animals, okay, regular oxes. Godosh v'kulan hektish. So the biggest one of them is considered consecrated. Yimachru it's sold. Excuse me. Yimachru ashar tzorchi osamin. And the rest of them are sold for that specific type of sacrifice. This arif kachim b'kachim min mino. Let's say one set of kachim gets mixed up with another set of kachim of the same species, okay, A with A. Zayik godoshim baylev, zayik godoshim baylev. Each one is brought in having in mind the owners. Even though each one doesn't recognize the other korban. So let's say Reuven and Shimon, their korbanos get mixed up. Min b'mino. In that case, Reuven does it for his and Shimon does it for his. Now this only applies, I shouldn't say Reuven and Shimon. This only applies by korbanos brought by women. There's no actual requirement for them to put their hands on the animal before bringing them. But korbanos are nashim. But korbanos brought by men, since each baal, each owner, must do smicha on the head of the animal, so what do they have to do? They have to do korban exchange, where one guy, so to speak, gives it to the other guy. Reuben gives it to Shimon and vice versa. Or let's say a blemish emerges on all of them. They're sold. And then each one brings a korban of equal or what do you call it? Of the similar value of the nicest one of that group. Okay, now it's arvu min b'sheinam, you know, could go to olah b'shlamim. Let's say, for instance, a min of one type, an ola, is mixed up with a shlamim, which is an enom, you know, a different type. So you can't bring any, what they call korban, all right, because we cannot ever create a situation where korban becomes possible through bringing it. That you can't do. Right, so just like we don't ever reduce the amount of time that a korban can be eaten, so too we don't limit the amount of people who can eat from a korban. Or the place they can be eaten. So what does that mean? Elaketzad Ya says, what do you do? You're a call. You let them all wander in the fields. Until a blemish develops in one of them. And each one sold on its own. So again, each one must purchase a korban from the proceeds of the nicest one, the choicest one of that specific min. The opposite of Moser Mebesa, right? And he must actually suffer that amount of money, that loss of funds, because he's going to be paying more from his own income. Even if you already brought the Ola or the Shlomo that he was obligated to bring, or is a makir v'dvayet harobes ola acher shlamim acherim. He still has to bring from that mixture a different ola or a different shlamim. Alach ches chatas shenis arba v'shlamim. Let's say a korban chatas, which is always unique, gets mixed up with the korban shlamim. Yura kol, all of them are sent out to the field achibol mum until blemishes develop on them. The yavid me yafish event shlamim with me yafish event chatas. And now with the money, he must bring both a shlamim and a chatas. Zim kadam hipiv chatas acheres al chatas shifu shalom kol nimusa. Let's say he didn't wait and he brought a chatas instead of the original chatas he set aside. All of them end up having to be killed. Okay, lachadas. So too, if the money, if the proceeds, if the funds for a korban chatas get mixed up with the funds for a korban asham, lokech shtei behemos, you take two animals, umuchal dmei chatas bechol makom shu'al chataso, achatas dmei asham asham. So then you transfer the kedusha from the money onto the animals. Then kar karva chataso, if you already brought the korban chatas, yolekol malos yamelach, and all the funds that he had that were originally designated for these animals gets thrown away. Then kar karva ashamo, if you already brought the korban asham, yiplo kol nadava. Then he takes all the funds and he converts them over into a korban nadava. Okay, let's say a korban toda is mixed up with an animal as exchanged for it. Shtein tikravna, they're both brought as a korban. Yanif alech nimayim, and the bread which he knows brought the korban toda is waved with both of them. The kachem yisar betoda b'sharzvachim. Afi shekarban toda. So even if the korban toda is mixed up with other korbanos, even though you already brought the korban toda, yura kol achibol behemum, they're all sent out to the field until they get blemish. Yavid dmei yafe toda acheres. And now with the proceeds, you buy a new toda. With dmei yafe zevach acher. Right, and with the what it called other korban, you get the choicest animal for that. Nisarva be'el nazir, right? Let's say it got mixed up with an el nazir, the isle, the ram, and a nazir brain stamp to korban, both of them were as a korban. And the bread is waved with it. Bechor shenisarv be'pesach. Remember, those are unique korbanos. When the bechor, the firstborn sacrifice, is mixed up with the korban pesach, shneim yirachi b'ben mum. So both animals are sent out the pasture until they get a blemish. V'yochlu kibechor. And they're eaten as a bechor with a psul. Lama lo yikru, why don't we bring this korban? Well, the main reason why is because korban pesach is eaten by every man until chatzos. But the bechor has 2 days to be eaten. They're now chal kohanim. It's only my kohanim. They may be in kachal on the base of psul. They matim achilasan. So, like the Ram said before, we don't preempt the cause situation of a korban become psul, nor do we shorten the amount of time that a korban can be eaten. And here, we will limit the amount of time that a bechor can be eaten. So to a meiser korban that's mixed up with a korban pesach, shibol behem mum, yochlu k'meiser. When the blemish develops in them, you eat them like the meiser. Abechor b'meiser shisarv yochlu b'mumam. Now, if the bechor and the meiser get mixed up, they can be eaten as regular meat, right? As once they get a blemish. Alach yudal b'chein shar kachim shenisarv b'bechor b'meiser. So to other korbanos that get mixed up with the bechor or the meiser, they're sent out to the pasture until they get a blemish, and they're eaten like the firstborn, that has a blemish, or like a meiser korban that also developed a blemish. Okay, now let's say korban asham gets mixed up with the korban shlamim. Even though the only thing that's brought from them are the fats and the organs, and the meat's eaten, you still can't bring them as a korban. Again, pasture until they get a blemish. So with the funds, you buy a good asham, a good shlamim, and anything left over, is your loss. Let's say he went ahead and preempted and brought the korban asham, both of them become a korban adava. So all kachim can technically be mixed up, okay? A with A, except for the sin offering with the asham, because an asham offering comes from male lambs, and you have no chatas, no sin offering from kvasim, except for female, that come from female lambs. Right, all these, if they're mixed up when they're alive, if it's brought as a korban, it's accepted, because again, we never permanently hold off on or create a psul on live animals. So if an animal, an animal's found, okay, from the area of Yerushalayim until Migdal Eder, some distance away, or that radius in any other direction, so it's not too far away. In the Kiva Bashnasahi, now let's say you find it, and it is a female that's 1 year. So what do? We put it into a closed area to die, because maybe it's a Korma Chatas. If it was 2 years old, Yivyana Shlamim, we bring it to Korma Shlamim. And you also bring lechem with it because maybe it's a parmatoda. Matzah zachar bench deshanim in lo takana. If you find a male animal that's 2 years old, there's no remedy. Shema ashem hu, maybe it's an ashem, but dain lo chapur balav, and the owners did not get atonement yet. Matzah zachar ben shana, let's say you find a male that's a year, you put it to the side before it gets a blemish. Well, maybe shtei behem was tachtav, right? And you bring two animals in its place, umasne ve'omer, and you make it tnai and say, im ola haya ze ola tachtav, im shalom haya ze shalom tachtav. If this is an ola, the ola I'm bringing replaces it, there's a shalom, and the shalom is replacing it. Makar v'echad ola nesachav mishal tibor. And he brings the, what do you call it? He brings one as an ola, and the libations are brought from the communal area. The acher shalom im alechem shematodaya, and the shalom is brought with bread because maybe it's a korban toda. Umayya sebazeh hanimsa yochel mumumo, right? And what do you do with this if you see that he's eating it? What do you call it? You can eat it when it dials a mum. Shafila you have a chor meiser mumumo hunecha, because even if it's a chor meiser, you can eat it when it gets a blemish. In Pesach achar zmanahu, let's say it's a korban Pesach whose time that already passed. Harei zeh shalom becomes a shalom v'zmano kol nizarim bo, and during his time everyone's very very machped about it. Then tell Hashem Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, who maybe you'll say the animal we found was an Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora. They're not common. That's why there's no concern about finding them. Let's say Kachim's mixed with, Korbanos are mixed with Korbanos after Shita. You eat them based on the more Chomer category, the more stringent category. Let's say they get mixed up with animals that have a psul to be brought as a korban, a bechulin, shenishkata bazara, or a non-hektish animal that's shechted in the Beit HaMikdash. Tuvar tzarasin, you let him rot. Yatzul beis shefan, you bring him out to the area outside the mikdash to burn them. Allah hachaf, ivari chata shenis arva beivari ola. Let's say the limbs of a korban chata is a mix of the limbs of a korban ola. Minichan akol, you set it to the side, as you used to do, v'tuvar tzarasin. You wait until they rot. The Shovanosa, Osan Bazara, you burn them in the Mikdash, Makam Shovs, the Mikdash, in the same place that you burn those things that are possible to bring to be brought as Karbanas. Let's say a limb from a Balmum, okay, an animal that has a blemish, Shinizar, Be'evar, Kachan, they get mixed up in limbs that are Hekdesh, Karbanas. I feel the Averb, Elef, Evarim, even if it's one limb with 1,000, Yetzokol, Be'esri, but the whole pile of them have to be brought out. I feel the Karbu Kulan, even if all of them are brought, Chutz, Echam, and there's only one remaining from the mixture. You burn, even if it's one that's left over, everything else is burnt on the mikdash, on the mizbeach, you burn that last remaining one in the area that you burn psulei mukdashim. Alacha chapez, one second. Let's say you have pieces of meat from the highest level korbanos and are mixed up with pieces of meat from the lower level korbanos, or a korban that can only be eaten over one day, that's mixed up with korban that's eaten over two days. Yokel kol mishamahen, you go by the more chamer of the two. Alacha gimel chatichal shel chatas tamea, a piece of meat from a korban chatas that became tamei. Shenisarve mameya chatichal shel chatas tara that gets mixed up with 100 pieces of a chatas that was tar. V'chein prusa shel lechem panem, a piece of the lechem panem shenitma that became tamei. Shenisarve mameya prusa shel lechem panem tar that gets mixed up with the lechem panem from the shulchan that is pure. Harezet talek moshe bi'arnu b'trumos. So what do you do? So it's considered okay, as the Rambam explained in Hilchos Shumos. Finally, about chatichah shel chatas, a piece of meat from a korban chatas, shezarve mei chatichah shel chulin, that gets mixed up in non-hektesh meat, v'chein prusa shel lechem panim atar, shezarve mei prusa shel chulin, and a piece of lechem panim that gets mixed up with, let's say, 100 loaves of non-mikdash bread, elo yalu, they're not brought, elo yochal kol kohanim kikol hamudimos. They're eaten by kohanim like every other case of suffering. That ends Perek Vav, and we'll pick up Perek Zayin on Sunday, Shabbat.